Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 27th. Reviewing The End of Time, Part 1. After I finished up watching The End of Time, Part 1, I had two primary thoughts crowding out my brain. First of all, thank you, BBC America, for spoiling the ending with a Part 2 trailer in the middle of the episode. The second thought I had was, what the heck have I just watched? Not to say that I didn't enjoy the episode, far from it. Let's ruin the suspense of the podcast right now and rate it a 4 out of 5. But there were so many parts to this episode, aspects and hints and just mad stuff, that it took me a while to process it. So the first thing I come to in the I think I liked it but I don't know why procession is John Sim. We've seen the Master as smooth, conniving, craven, and imperious, but we've never seen him this randomly insane before. He's strung out of control, a danger to people around him, but more trapped animal than Universal Overlord. In a series finale that could go anywhere, Sim's Master could do anything, and I loved that. John Sim deserved his title credit. Next, of course, is the diner scene. In podcast 87, I talked about how the 10th Doctor is the most human of all. In this scene, David Tennant allows the Doctor to briefly break, laying bare his regret, guilt, and loneliness. At this time, more than any other, we can identify with this Doctor as one of us. There are those who prefer their Doctors to be above all that, to be indomitable even when he's making a mistake. I prefer to see him run the emotional gamut from A to Z, and to once in a while feel it when he's on the wrong path. And finally, there's just the whole mad scope of the episode. We have Ood prophecies, we have Donna waking up, we have a master race, we have Gallifrey coming back somehow, although I kind of hope it gets put away again. We have a flying, lightning bolt-throwing master. I'm sorry, but that's just crazy cool. It's big and it's fearless, and if you can't put on a spectacle for the most popular Doctor's departure, then you might as well just hand the keys over to Moffat, stick Matt Smith in a wig and trainers, and be done with it. Which I know would be a fine idea for some. Negatives? There were several, of course. The staging of the Master's resurrection scene was just far too Harry Potter, applying a worse veneer of science over the supernatural than we saw in the Shakespeare code. The transition from the Doctor's first hunting the Master to meeting Wilf's buddies was, well, there was no transition. RTD's send-up of President Obama as a gullible world's savior struck too sarcastic a tone for me. And the head-shaking effect as the Master transformed the Earth was just goofy. But in the End of Time Part 1 was an incoherent ball of fun. And if you know me, you know that I value a ball of fun over coherence any day. Part 2, of course, will have to be different. I'm sure it'll be big and operatic, but it has to be about the 10th Doctor, where the measure of the man is finally taken. As I said, 4 of 5. Next time, I look at the wide range of reactions to The End of Time, Part 1, and beg Stephen Moffat to make someone really angry. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can subscribe on iTunes or find me on Facebook. Just search in either for 2-Minute Time Lord. And I'm on Twitter. Follow me at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.